Amen. 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 Since you're standing right now, let me just go ahead and open up with Scripture, and then I'll have you seated. But if you have your Bibles, or if you put it up on the overhead, in Luke chapter 16, verse 16, it says, "The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it." Amen. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. I'm going to preach to you this morning, pressing into the kingdom of God. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing. And it is so good to be here with you in the house of the Lord here in East Liverpool. And just so good to be with my brother-in-law and his wife and the church family here. And so I'm going to just try to do my best this morning to bring you the word of the Lord and allow you to be blessed by his word. Because we are blessed by the word of God.
Yes.
Amen. When we allow the word to come in and hear more and understand more of the word of God, it brings a blessing unto God's people. As a child is growing up, parents are always wanting their child to grow physically and to grow mentally. They want to see maturity in their children as they grow up. And likewise, God wants to see maturity in his saints. God wants to see maturity within us. And the writer of Hebrews tells us something about spiritual maturity in Hebrews chapter 5 and verses 12 through 14. It says, "And when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discerning both good and evil." Can you just imagine having a child, and as that baby is there in your arms, and you giving them the bottle, and feeding him or her that bottle, and just so precious, and but that's all they can actually take at that time is the milk. And so the writer of Hebrews is actually comparing our spiritual growth with a baby like that. When we first come into the kingdom, when we first come into the church, that's all we can handle is just small snippets, just small things. We're growing, but it's slowly. And it takes a year or two before that child can start getting something else besides milk. I remember as our firstborn, as he started maturing, the first thing I remember that he ate and started eating and really enjoyed eating was an egg roll, a Chinese egg roll. But at the same time, that excited me. I was thinking it would be a hamburger or something. I don't know. But what I thought of whenever he was at, but it was an egg roll. But I remember one year when he was still an infant, going up to my parents' house. And my wife had decided to bake something when we got there instead of pre-baking it and taking it there. And so she had everything in a bag in the back seat. My son was in a car seat. And probably about a year and a half, 2 years old. And when we got up to my parents' house, which was about an hour drive from where we lived, we looked in the back seat, and he had reached into the bag and got a stick of butter out, unwrapped it, and ate the whole stick of butter. And so it just amazes me, though, you know, where a child can just reach and, hey, this tastes good, and start eating it. But as we grow, we want more than just the small snippets of food. We want more and more. And the writer of Hebrews is telling us that as we mature spiritually, we should be able to get more out of the Word of God, to allow it to feed us and allow it us to grow. Amen. And God wants us to go deeper this year than what we did last year. This is a new year, and I know you... this church had their New Year's Eve service a little bit early. They had it last Sunday night, I believe it was. And because I watch you guys online, And we get home from church, and there you guys are, and we usually sit down after we get home from our church and watch your service. And so it's so good even to be with you online. But God wants us to go deeper this year than what we did last year. He wants us to press into the kingdom of God like we've never pressed into it before. He wants us to seize it, to clothe ourselves in his righteousness, and even use force to get into his kingdom.
Right.
Amen. The same Greek word that is used in Luke chapter 16, verse 16, where it says that every man presseth into it, the same Greek word is actually used in Matthew chapter 11 and in verse 12, where it says, "And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force." That word suffereth violence, as I said, it is the same Greek word, but it is a Greek word used for taking siege to a city. It is the word that means to come against it with energy. It is the Greek word biazo. And we get the word bios from it, biology, the study of life. And so it means livelihood, the basic word. But the biazo means to force yourself into something, to use energy to get there, to crowd oneself in. Now, I'm just going to use a pastor here. Why don't you stand up for a second and come over toward me a little bit. Turn your back to me. And just, Jesus is over there. He's teaching right now. Right. And just imagine right now there's somebody else next to him, and the crowd is, and you're back here, and you're wanting to get to there. What the scripture is saying, that the kingdom of God allows violence. It allows somebody to try to push themselves through.
Right.
To get to Jesus,
right.
To get to the kingdom.
Right.
Matter of fact, there is a scripture. Thank you, brother. There is a scripture that talks about the woman with the issue of blood.
Yeah.
Had the issue of blood for 12 years. The physicians couldn't do anything. And I've oftentimes thought about that. You know, she must have been in a weakened state after going through that for 12 years. But in her mentality and her thought, she said, if I can only get to him and touch the hem of his garment. The hem is not up here on the shoulders. The hem is down here toward the bottom. So can you just imagine for a minute, as everybody was crowded there watching Jesus, she's thinking of, if I can get to the hem, she could have been down on her hands and knees and trying to press her way through
right.
people's legs.
Right.
And her view was, if I can just touch the hem, because that's what I see, that's what I can reach, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I'm going to be healed. That's the kind of faith that she had. But she was pressing in through the crowd. She was trying to get through. And this is what the scripture is telling us, that the kingdom of God suffereth violence. Now, the word violence, I'm going to get into that in just a moment. But first of all, the word suffereth. Jesus said, suffer the little children to come unto me. Okay, the word suffering does not mean anything negative. It means allow. The kingdom of God allows violence. And that word violence, as I said, means to press through. It means that the kingdom of God wants you to reach him. God wants you to get to him, to get to his power, to get to his love, to get to his grace. God wants you there. But there's a lot of things that stands in our way of getting to him. There's a lot of earthly things. There's a lot of carnal things. There's a lot of things in this world that tries to stop us from getting to him. But the scripture says that the kingdom of God allows, suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. Those who press take it by force. Pressing into the kingdom of heaven requires a determination. It requires a firmness of resolution. How many of you made New Year's resolutions? Do you believe in that? Maybe not. But can we just say I want to do something more this year than last year. I want to get closer to God this year than what I was last year. I want to pray more this year than last year. I want to do more for His kingdom this year than last year. Last year, I don't know about you, but when it comes to me, I had a kind of a rough year last year. I started the year out just 1 week into the 2024 year. I started the year out going to a cardiologist, him taking me into the hospital and getting two heart stents down in what they call the widow maker, the lower part of my the heart. And two stents then. I had COVID this year. I had two operations for kidney stones this year. It just seemed like over and over and over again, it just seemed like I was battling. And it I'm not saying that I felt unhealthy. I just know that there was a lot of time that I was under the weather, trying to recover, trying to get back to where. But all this can come against someone. All this can come against. There could be financial issues. There could be physical issues. There could be family issues that come into your life to try to depress you. But God is saying, if you can just get to me, if you can just get to me, I can take care of the things that you're going through. I can give you some strength to help you make it through. There should be strength of resolution, a strength of desire. David in the Psalms chapter 27 or Psalm 27 in verse 4, it says, one thing have I desired. And that word desired in the Hebrew means to beg, to borrow, or to demand. It says, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. Recognition that there is a freedom that comes when we can press further into the kingdom of God. Think of David as he danced when he was finally able to bring the ark back into his country. Think of the happiness that he had, the exuberance that he had. It said that David danced before the Lord. And there were people that looked upon David and disdained David because of what he did. But David felt a freedom. David, I am bringing the Spirit of God back into my country. I am bringing the Spirit of God back into where I can feel it more each and every day. And he danced before the Lord. He didn't care what other people was thinking about him. His only desire was to please and to worship God. Each one of us, as God's people, need to have a desire for spiritual things. We need to have a desire to please God and to serve God. We must do all that is within our power, as much strength that we may have, attending to His every desire, the desires of God, resisting all manner of sin, trying to keep the things of this world out from among in front of us, and pressing toward the kingdom. Amen. In Matthew chapter 6 and in verse 33, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. We must understand that there is opportunity that is before us and realize that we are encouraged to try to seek that opportunity to have a closer walk with God. But there are things within our lives, televisions, movies, games, the things of this world, everyday work that we have to do. It has become so popular in the 21st century because after working a long, hard day, oftentimes it's so easy to just come home and say, I want to relax. I just want to relax. I just want to throw off the burdens of the day and just relax my mind, relax my body. But when we seek first the kingdom of God, the things of movies and the things of video games and the things of television does not have to take first place within our life. There's such a peace that can come when we search for the kingdom of God and seek His presence. If we don't make room for seeking after the kingdom of God, then other things of lesser importance will come into our lives. They will make their way into our lives. The less we're willing to put out, the less God is willing to bless us. Have you ever read the story in 2 Kings? I won't read through the scriptures, but have we ever read through the story in 2 Kings where Elisha came up to the king and he said, take you a bow and an arrow and shoot an arrow out. And the king did it. And when he shot the arrow out, the Elisha put his hands upon them and said that this, the arrow of the Lord's deliverance, this is what you just did. You are going to show that you can defeat your enemy. And then he told this king, he says, now take rest of the arrows and smite the ground. And he took the arrows and he smote the ground three times and he stopped. And Elisha was disturbed at that time. He said, no, you should have done it six or seven times. You should have just kept on smiting the ground, because each time that you did that, you were showing that you were going to defeat your enemy. And he said, you shouldn't have stopped. And you know, there are often times that we try to reach the kingdom of God, try to feel the presence of God, and we go to prayer. And sometimes, if we're not careful, we stop short of receiving. Like Daniel, when he started praying in the book of Daniel, he kept praying. In 21 days, finally the angel showed up after 21 days, said, I heard you on day one. But it just took a while to get here because your enemy was preventing me from coming. I want to tell you something, that God can hear you the first day that you pray, the first mention of his name. But sometimes you may not get your answer day one. But you have to keep on praying and keep on praying. You may have a child or a loved one, a family member that needs your prayers. And sometimes they are depending upon you to break through to God. They may not be as spiritual as you are. They may not have the relationship with God that you have. They may not even have a walk with God. But if you can reach God for them, there can be a great breakthrough in their lives, in them living for God. The strength of our determination often depends upon the revelation of God that we have. In other words, as I just said, you have a stronger revelation than oftentimes your children or grandchildren. And so we need to understand that how much we know about God and how much we know how he can answer prayer through our dedication can determine how long we're going to go. It becomes an important thing. In other words, let me just say it this way. Churches that don't preach about being born again will see less people at an altar seeking for the Holy Ghost. Person that does not understand the significance of the name of Jesus in baptism and in salvation, very few of them will ever see it through Scripture where they will get baptized in the name of Jesus. So therefore, the pulpit has to preach it, and you've got to believe it. If someone does not realize the importance of the covenant of marriage, then they will allow the marital termites to eat away at their marriage until it has disintegrated into shambles. If a Christian does not learn about the value of prayer, then they could be satisfied with just the mealtime prayer. I hope you pray more than just the mealtime prayer. I hope you pray more than just when you lay down at sleep and you pray with your kids, Lord, lay me down to sleep tonight type of prayer. But there needs to be a prayer that you can get a hold of God. There needs to be a prayer that we as a church body, that we as saints of God, that can reach out where you can feel God's blessing come upon you. There are denominations that don't believe in healing. And so therefore in their churches they don't see healings. They don't believe it, they're not going to receive it. We've got to understand that what's written in the book is all given unto us as promises. We've got to understand that one of the things that when right before John the Baptist, we open up a scripture about John. Right before John the Baptist was beheaded, he sent his disciples out and said, go and ask Jesus, is he the one? Is he the one? And do you know what Jesus did? John's disciples were right there. He said, just watch a minute. Just watch. And he started healing people. And then he turned to the disciples and said, go and tell John what you've seen. The healings. Everything. Why? Because that was prophesied of back in the Old Testament, that this is what the Messiah would do. And you know what Jesus told us in the New Testament? What you've seen me to do, greater things shall you do. Understand the power that you have. Amen. Therefore, the firmness of our pressing or our determination to enter into the kingdom depends upon the attitude of our heart and the understanding of the book. Do you understand the book? Do you read the book? It needs to get a part of your life. We have to determine within our hearts to give God ground to press into holiness. Stop trying to determine what God can or can't do in your life. Stop trying to determine what God can or can't have in your life. Stop trying to determine what God can or can't touch in your life. But instead, determine in your heart that God can do whatever He wants to do with you. Make that determination this year. That's what I want to do. I want to make that determination. God, I want you to do whatever you want to with me. Lord, I give myself to you, Lord God. I give myself to you. Whatever you feel deemed fit, Lord, for my life, do it. Surrender. Press in. Give Him 100% of your life, and not just on a Sunday morning. Press in to obeying Him. Press in to reading His word and trusting in it. Press in to tithing. Press in to prayer. Press in to studying your Bible. Press in to fellowship one with another, getting with one another. You know, sharing your testimony is a powerful thing. Sharing your testimony. Share it. Sometimes you may be with somebody and they're going through something. You don't know what they've been through, but God's already touched you maybe 20 years ago, and God's already brought you through something. And if you just start sharing a testimony, they might start thinking, you know, I'm going through the same thing right now. Thank you for that encouragement. And they can start trusting in God. Share your testimony about what God can do. And also press into worship. When you gather here on a Sunday morning or on a Wednesday night, press into worship. When the songs begin, when the worship begins, give your heart. Give your heart. Amen. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 10 says, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, listen to this, there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave. Do you know what that means? The life that we have here upon this earth is all that we can do before we enter into eternity. Amen. There's no work, there's no device, there's no knowledge, there's no wisdom in the grave. In other words, what we do here, our worship is going to have to be here that's going to expand out into eternity. The works that we do for the kingdom of God, us giving ourselves to God, is only going to be done here while we are alive. It ends with the grave, and then we enter in and take all those things that we have done to the grave and to His throne room. So make sure that what you're doing right now, your life, means something for the kingdom of God. Amen. The kingdom needs to become the most important thing in your life. Don't be distracted with little things that try to occupy the mind and the thoughts. If we allow ourselves to fight the wrong battle, then we will only do ourselves a disservice. Our time is short enough. Amen. I'm going to be closing with this. When anything is presented to us to be done, the question should not be, is it easy or is it hard? The question should not be, is it agreeable with my carnal flesh? Paul said in Philippians chapter 13 and 14, Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth into those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Pressing toward the mark. Pressing in to his kingdom. We need to press deeper. Realize that this year, that you have the opportunity to go to a whole new level with God. It's up to you. With me, it's up to me. If I want to get closer to God, it's up to me. It's not up to pastor.
No.
It's not up to a song leader up here. Because this pulpit only has so much time within your week. What's going to determine how deep you get with God is you. How much you want to praise, how much you want to worship, how much you want to study God's word, how much you want to do when you leave these walls in your home, when you have the time to pray. Read through your Bible this year. Let God bless you through his word this year. And don't just go by a chart and say, okay, I've read through it. Pastor, I've read through it. There's so much in there that if you would just slow down a little bit and let it speak to you as you read, you are going to be blessed beyond measure. Amen. Let's stand.